The Great British Rant with CJ Grace.
So there I was, trying to write my bio for the social audio site Clubhouse. I was told I had to include emojis, because apparently people use them in their searches. I was writing this bio on an iPhone with a tiny screen. It was difficult enough to type text using the minuscule keyboard. Even with my small hands, I was always hitting a different letter to the one I wanted. But trying to find the appropriate emojis was as irritating as hell. I needed to wear two pairs of glasses at the same time just to see what they were. And I kept inserting the wrong ones. There were endless variations of the yellow smiley face. There's the one with tiny red hearts on it that looks to me like a smiley with a bad case of acne. Then there are all those emojis of people with numerous variations of skin tone. I discovered that sarcastic humour, for some incomprehensible reason, is implied by the woman tipping hand emoji. So, as a snarky British female, I needed to include that one. But I had to be careful to get the right version with my skin tone to avoid being accused of cultural appropriation. Then I had a difficult time finding the British flag. Why is that so hard to find? Why isn't it the first one in the list of flags? For some absurd reason, the one for North Macedonia kept popping into my bio. And the emoji I really wanted wasn't there. Where was the pink breast cancer awareness ribbon to put next to cancer warrior in my bio? All I could find was a red bow that looked like I was talking about Christmas gifts. And how did that emoji of a pair of human lungs get into my bio? Why would anyone need to use that unless they were a pulmonary physician? I found emojis for all kinds of different body parts except the one that would be useful to me. A pair of breasts to symbolise breast cancer. But whoever creates those damned emojis probably would deem the image too X-rated, despite the fact that most people have been exposed to breasts since babyhood. Then there's the controversy over the triangular brown emoji with a pair of eyes. One camp says it's chocolate ice cream, the other says it's a pile of poop. I don't care which it is, but why on earth does ice cream or a turd need eyes? It was bad enough with those annoying emoticons, using colons, semicolons and brackets to approximate a smiling or frowning face, at least if you looked at the thing sideways. My view is that punctuation should just be used for punctuation. I'm a professional proofreader and proud to be an anal grammarian. So I'm pissed off that the emoji symbol on my phone keyboard is right above the comma. I use that comma a lot, but keep hitting the emoji key instead by mistake. Of course I need the comma key way more than those damned emojis. Everyone goes overboard with emojis when texting. People emote away with endless emojis in texts and expect you to respond in kind. I don't care how many emojis someone has in a text they send to me. I never include one in my response. Yes, I know some people might take it as a serious personal insult if you don't return their hearts, haloed smileys and prayer hands with the same stuff, but I simply can't be bothered. I'm old school. Words are good enough for me. I don't need tiny cartoon pictures. Sadly, there's now a whole digital education framework for writing stories using emojis. What will they do next? Convert Shakespeare's Hamlet into emojis? I know Hamlet exists in Klingon, tach pag tach be, but if I ever see it in emojis, I'll have to say hechlumech kak jajvam. Today is a good day to die.
That was The Great British Rant with CJ Grace.